ladies and gentlemen. I said good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you for coming out to be with us this evening. Thank you for sticking around till the old guy got out here. So happy to have you with us. When I come here, it seems so nice. Everybody's so good to me. It's like coming home again. Some of you are probably saying, well, child, oh, baby, I got so old. Can't stand up and play no more. I say to you, you're just about right. No, I'm a diabetic. Got bad knees, bad back. Head ain't much good either. Can't remember anything. But I'm feeling good tonight. I'm ready. Are you ready? Everybody wanna know why I sing the blues. Ladies would come in, you know, they'd be looking so pretty. And they'd bring, as we say in Mississippi, bring the guy, the beau, or the fella, or the whatchamacallit. And you know, if the band was playing nicely, had a nice song, got beautiful lyrics in it, and the guy had been pretty good that week, promised them that he'd get them some flowers as soon as he gets some money. Take them to dinner as soon as you get a job. Well, doing the song, if the song was pretty nice, the lady might look at the guy like this. You know, we guys like that. But nowadays it's quite a bit different because a lot of ladies now that come in the places we play, and they bring the person with them. Men too. I know, you got it. A lot of the guys, they sleep, they don't get it, but you got it. Anyway, I'm trying to say tonight, should we play something that makes you feel good? And you want to kiss your person, go ahead and kiss them. Lucille and I'll be right behind you. It's all right with us. If I can't have you, I cannot go on. I need your arms around me tightly. Oh, I miss them nightly when you're not. Young man at the keyboard there, that's Mr. Ernest Van Friesen. 16th, that's a few days from now, I will then be 80 years old. Thank you very much. Oh, you make me feel so good. Previous tune, ladies and gentlemen, we featured our young guitarist. The noise you hear over there is because I call this young man a young guitarist. Well, he's much younger than I am. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Charlie Dennis on the guitar. Charlie Dennis. Again, at the keyboard, Mr. Van Treese, honest. Ladies and gentlemen. And if you got another little taste, give it to the bass. He was a part of that too. Reggie Richards. The tune we're about to do now, ladies and gentlemen, happened to be written by a person that, if there's any such thing as an American icon, this gentleman surely should be one. He wrote many songs. And he's a great singer. My favorite song was written and sung by him. You're probably wondering who it is. His name is Willie Nelson. I think that the man is so good. In fact, he sings my favorite song. I can hear someone saying, My favorite song is titled Always on My Mind. If any of you were as forgetful as I am, never send flowers on the day you should. Don't answer people's call the day you get them. And of course, many of the things that you should do, you don't. Always on my mind seems to tell my story. But anyway, I'm going to do one of Willie Nelson's tunes now. This one is called Nightlife. Obviously, he was looking at me when he wrote this one, because for 60 years, nightlife has been my life. One thing I'll say to all of you guys, it is hard to keep a lady. Because when you go quite a bit, they're like the story I once heard. The lady was married to a very wealthy doctor. Soon, the doctor was by himself because she had taken up with the chauffeur. I don't think I got over to nobody. Absent Mr. Hardgo Fondy, that's what we're talking about. A lot of times, fond of being without you if they don't see you enough. Anyway, nightlife. Are you all right? When that evening sun goes down, you're gonna find me.
Oxfords.
Where am I? Thank you. is mine. Oh, yes, it is. Not lost. Melvin Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. About ready? All right. Rivers. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. A previous tune we featured our band leader, that is. His name is James Bolden, but we call him Boogaloo. So how about a big one for Boogaloo? Trouble. We thank you. We also featured on the big baritone, that's Walter King. Walter King, well done. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hoping to get me back. No use! No use in looking for me, baby. I am a hoping to get me back. They've got sense all over now, baby. Repeat after me when I say, ain't that just like a woman? You can always tell the ones that ain't got nobody. Well, he already got permission before, you know. Well, it seemed like one guy's felt straight. I want to say this, give you time to get a little permission. A few months ago, I had to have my eyes worked on. They took off what they call a cataract. So what they usually do is do one eye and wait a month or so before they do the other one. So you're walking around with one good eye. I used to go downtown and find the longest straight street I could find, where another street crosses it. Take me a stool, sit down, and then I could watch the ladies. Go this way and that way and this way and that way. And I'd just sit there and work that one good eye to death. A lot of ladies, you know, they don't realize that seeing them walk is a man's joy. Anyway, some ladies, though, they don't want you watching them while they walk. Sometimes they walk past me right quick and look right back in a hurry. When they do that, I drop a nickel. I pretend to be picking up a nickel when they look back. Young policeman passed me. One of them said, look at the little man sitting with the other guy. Oh, don't pay him no attention. He don't know what he's doing. was a blues singer called Big Joe Turner. He used to do a song, and in that song he said, "I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping through a seafood store." Think they done got permission now? They're not ready yet? Well, one thing about it, when you start to get in my age, a lot of young people will walk up to you, you know, young people like 23, 4 years old, they look at you and say, "You're about to be 80. "Yes. "You don't look like no 80-year-old. Then I start thinking to myself, how in the world a 22 or 23-year-old can tell what an 80-year-old should look like? One lady said, "Well, you must have good medical attention when you get to be your age." "Yes, I do." One of my doctors is Dr. Viagra. Nurse Levitra. And my chief doctor is Cialis. "I didn't do it, miss. It's on the TV, I say it's on TV, you know." Yeah. Another lady walked up to me and she said, "I think I want my husband to meet your doctors." "Okay." She says, "You think maybe he could meet with you?" "Yeah, where is it?" She says, "It's out there." "How old is he?" "He's 35. "How old are you?" "I'm 24. I said, "Tell you what, you just leave him out there and you come on, go with me, and I'll introduce you." You think they're ready? They're ready? All right. That was Alan. Happy as a man to be able to eat, got the message with that old apple tree. Ain't that just like a woman? I didn't hear nothing from the front line. The gentleman over there, he been feeling good. His lady already told him, "It's okay, say what you want." Well, I want to tell you this, give you one more minute, then I ain't gonna give you no more time. When I come up north, come here to Foxwood, all you sophisticated people, you start talking. Half the time, I'm so confused, I don't know what you're saying. They speak different than we do down home. For example, down home, you might hear a guy say, "Well, Jim, y'all come on over to Lucille's house and we'll have breakfast. Then we'll go over to Dennis's house and we'll have dinner. And later this evening, y'all can come on over to my house and we'll have supper." Well, that's what I'm used to, you know, breakfast, dinner, and supper. Up here, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't know what they're talking about. But I want to make this one point clear. I don't want you guys, when you leave Foxwood tonight and you go home to your room, wherever, I don't want you to go home and can't get no supper and then you be blaming me. A lot of times, you know, you leave a concert. I better rush this up. I ain't got a little time left. You leave a concert, you go home, and you pretend you're reading in the parlor while your lady goes to the bedroom. You know you're going to get supper tonight. She'll go in the bedroom, then she'll dress for tonight, you know. Then she'll come out and go into the kitchen, pour some coffee or tea, whatever she drinks. Then she'll go back into the living room, don't offer you any. You still sitting there pretending you're reading. Next time she got on a real night clothes. Look at her face. She go back in the kitchen, pull some more coffee or tea, whatever she drinks. And she seemed to rush back to the bedroom, and this time you hear the door bolt. All your hopes are gone. You know you ain't gonna get no supper tonight. Anyway, you know, ladies, I've never seen an ugly woman. All women are beautiful. Most of them pretty. But they can be just as mean as they are pretty. And they want to be. So let me get on into it now. I guess they got permission. I see one leaving already. The lady behind him. You know he got to go. Bye! No, I ain't ready. I ain't ready. You ready? Okay. You can buy a woman clothes, give her money on the side. No matter what you do, she ain't ever satisfied. Ain't that just like a woman? I got permission. Just like a woman, do good every time. Let's do it again. Just like a woman. Ain't that just like a woman? Just like a woman. Just like a woman. Just like a woman, do good every time. Thank you. When we go to a country that don't, you know, English is not the native language, I tell them if they don't know the song, just hum, so you can do the same tonight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trouble, some don't sing and can't hum. The guy looking at me said, why don't you shut up? One more. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't tell. Thank you so much. You know, you're so good to us. You just make me want to just stay up here, you know. I hope you're not tired of me yet. They don't give me too much time, though, they tell me, you know. Next show, they got a curfew because they want you to have a good time. That's what Foxwoods is about. They want you to have a good time. But when you get through with your good time, come on back and give them a good time. They want to make sure I know what time you get there. I've got the key to the highway. Bill got an unbounded door. I'm gonna leave it running, because walking is much too slow. I'm going back to the border. Baby, well, better known. 'Cause you ain't done nothing, baby, but drove a good man from home. When the moon over the mountain, baby, I'm gonna be on my way. I'm gonna roam this mean old highway until the break of day. So give me one more kiss. One more kiss, baby, before I go. 'Cause when I leave you this time, I won't be back no more. So goodbye. Goodbye, baby. Baby, I must say goodbye. 'Cause I'm gonna roam this green old highway until the day I die. And I'll do this till I die, folks. Thank you.
Thank you, bye, and good night.